Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 168 for Tuesday, December 2nd. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was lower on Tuesday, retreating from earlier gains as the initial buying interest ran out of steam and sharp declines in the U.S. soy complex spilled over to drag canola down as well. Canola was down $5 to $7, the January contract down $5.20 at $417.20 per ton. Oversold price sentiment spreading against beans, a weaker Canadian dollar, and good domestic crusher demand had all helped give canola an early boost. Canola was also said to be looking cheap compared to soybeans and due for a bit of a correction. However, any independent strength was short-lived and large losses in soybeans and soy oil eventually spilled over to pull canola down as well. Some stops were hit on the way down as prices moved below nearby support levels. Stats Can releases updated production estimates on Thursday, and some positioning ahead of that report was behind some of the activity. Traders are generally anticipating upward revisions to the canola production number, but the extent of those adjustments remains to be seen. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were all lower, with the biggest losses in beans. Soybeans are down 16 to 21 cents, the January contract down 21 at $9.95 per bushel. Forecasts calling for more rainfall across the soybean growing regions of Brazil over the next week did account for some of that selling pressure, as the moisture will aid crop development at this time. Disappointing weekly export inspections in a report out yesterday were also bearish for beans as the export demand shows signs of slowing down and shifting to South America. Poor demand weighed on corn as well, with that market down 4 to 8 cents, the March contract down 8 at $3.81 per bushel. The recent declines in crude oil, which was lower again today, remained bearish for corn as well, as cheaper oil will cut into the demand for ethanol. Wheat, it moved lower in sympathy with corn and beans, losing 1 to 9 cents. The March contract in Chicago down 3 cents at $6.04 per bushel. Wheat was due for a bit of a correction after rallying yesterday, but the underlying fundamentals do remain somewhat supportive, and that limited the losses. Cold temperatures in both the U.S. and the Black Sea region were leading to concerns over winter wheat crops in those areas. In addition, Australian wheat production will likely end up below earlier forecasts, according to estimates released today. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday, December 2nd. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.